TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha Happy Hour. Brought to you by our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery. And we all love Funky Buddha. Me and Josh Appel and Dan Day. We're down to the three of us here for the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour on this Wednesday that feels like a Friday, although Appel will be joining the listeners on Friday, filling in for us. But a couple notes for Funky Buddha. Give the gift of beer this holiday season with the Imperial Club. So, you know, you're thinking about what you're going to buy for people on your holiday list. If you've got a beer lover, give them a membership, if you will, to the Imperial Club at Funky Buddha. It's a members-only club that grants access to 5 exclusive barrel-aged beers, each with collectible unique labels every year. And their latest release is French Toast. So you can pick that up at the Tap Room in Oakland Park. If you're going to the Panthers game tonight, like Jimmy is for his 40th birthday, you can stop by the Funky Buddha Tap Room right there at the Amerant Bank Arena. And then I've been reminding you, if you're the person who books your holiday party at your office, your workplace, your holiday party at Funky Buddha Brewery in Oakland Park, I mean, all the craft beers on tap, they have space for 15 to 500 people. And then you've got Chef Jeff Vincent, who's one of the best executive chefs in the business, and they will make your party more memorable than any holiday party you've ever had. And they book up fast, so you could lock in your date right now at funkybuddha.com. So one of the things that we talk about on this show, Appel and Dan, is that Chef Jeff, they do a menu item for every Dolphins game that's based on the opponent's city. And they play the Saints this week. So if you're not going to the game and you want to watch it at Funky Buddha in Oakland Park, you could do so. Chef Jeff has a New Orleans dish on the menu for Sunday. Appel, I think Dan knows because I think I told him the other day while we were at the station. Josh, do you want to guess what the menu item is?
It's one of three things. It's either gumbo, a po' boy, or a beignet. It's one of those three.
Not a muffaletta.
No one knows what that is.
Everyone knows what that is.
No, I'm not so sure.
And not etouffee.
Not etouffee.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds, and grow your business fast.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Could no, be oysters, Josh. You love the oysters and Drago's.
If Chef Jeff is putting together some Drago's charbroiled oysters inspired food, I might have to have Ryan put some aside for me.
Well, the dish at Funky Buddha in Oakland Park on Sunday, available Sunday only during the Dolphins Saints game. Fried oyster po' boy with Cajun spiced remoulade.
Wow. Love remoulade.
Or remoulade.
Do you know what remoulade is, Appel?
No clue. Some sort of sauce.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Yeah.
You would get it without, and you say remoulade, right, Dan, because you're New Orleanian?
Remoulade.
Yeah. Humans say remoulade, but yeah, exactly. New Orleanians, they don't. I'm guessing Appel would get it sans remoulade.
I would try it with it.
You would?
Yeah.
Look at you.
Get it on the side, because then you can either dip or you can taste first and see how much you want to apply. Call it dressing your po' boy. You dress your po' boy.
Have you ever had a fried oyster po' boy, Dan? Because usually I'm familiar with shrimp po' boys. That's about it.
Oh, growing up, that was my favorite, fried oyster po' boys. You either get them dressed, which is, you know, tomato, lettuce, mayo, ketchup, or you get them just with ketchup. But yeah, I love oyster po' boy.
Friend of the show, Brobel, was at Johnny's Po' Boys with me on Saturday, and he ended up getting a fried catfish po' boy.
Ooh, I bet that's good.
Yeah. Yeah. Look, this place is one of those where you walk inside and it's just churning out po' boys, long line of people, little dingy looking inside, but those are always the best places.
Those are the best ones. All right, let's get headlines here for the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour. Appel is in for Solana. Dan Day is in for Jimmy. And headlines are brought to you by Doral Volkswagen, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit them at Doral Volkswagen or DoralVolkswagen.com.
All right, so the Dolphins we were just talking about, they host the Saints this weekend, 1 o'clock. The Dolphins are 6-point favorites. The over-under is 42.5.
All right. I saw 5.5 on the Hard Rock app. Is it up to 6?
I'm just going off of what ESPN, I guess this is ESPN Bets.
That still exists?
I guess it's independent. Or didn't DraftKings or someone like buy it out?
Yeah, but I think ESPN Bet has like an end date on it. I don't know if it's in December. I don't know if it's already gone or not.
Well, as of now, it's still under the ESPN Bet umbrella.
Well, 5.5 on the Hard Rock app. Dolphins -5.5.
There you go. Okay, we've got Thanksgiving football and Black Friday football coming up. Green Bay is at Detroit, 1 o'clock. Lions are a 3-point favorite.
2.5 on the Hard Rock app.
I'll just let you give the Hard Rock
app. Well, that ESPN app sounds like it's got crappy lines.
Yeah. Kansas City and Dallas.
No wonder they're going out of business.
Kansas City's at Dallas. I love this Dallas team, I think.
So do I.
I was really skeptical of the Brian Schottenheimer thing. Guy's never been a head coach. Decent OC for his entire career. And Jerry's like, all right, here's a team that's not going to be as good. We just traded Micah Parsons. Good luck. And that is one of the best offenses in the league this year. George Pickens has been one of the most productive wide receivers. And now they've got Quinnen Williams. Logan Wilson came from Cincinnati. Overshown's been really good on that defense. I like this Cowboys team tomorrow.
I have a parlay working with the Lions laying the 2.5, the Cowboys getting the 3 at home, and the Ravens laying the 7 against Joe Burrow and the Bengals.
Man, that Ravens one is tough because I like they struggled a bit with the Jets this past weekend. They ultimately won, obviously, but they're going to win that division because the Steelers are falling off a cliff and Baltimore just is going to be able to out-talent their way to that division title. But something just feels off with them. So I wouldn't be surprised if in Burrow's return, he's able to keep it close. But at the same time, that Al Golden defense is maybe the worst defense in the history of football.
And defense.
Yeah, could be.
Mm-hmm.
And then Black Friday, your Bears, Hawk, and the Eagles. The Eagles can't score any points. The Bears score a million points, but the Eagles have the Fangs defense. That one's Friday,
Eagles are
Black Friday.
Yep. 7-point favorites. Of course, my wife is from Philly. My son is a huge Bears fan. This will be a heavily contested game in the Hawkman household. I think I lean towards the Bears getting the 7 points.
I do too.
It's one of those seasons where they're just coming up with wins. No one knows how. They're not really getting blown out a lot as of late. So 7 does seem a lot. And I know, you know, everyone's going to say, oh, Philly at home, and Philly is absolutely a better team than Chicago. But man, the Bears are just doing it in weird ways. They're getting it done.
7 points is a lot. I'm surprised that's the line. All right. The Heat, big, massive, huge NBA Cup game tonight.
No one can wait for this. This is, everyone probably has their Wednesday night planned around the TV or the radio. Because it's the NBA Cup, you see.
Yes. The NUP. They host Milwaukee tonight, and they're decent favorites, Hawk.
8.5.
That's what ESPN bet has.
35 on the ESPN app.
I don't know what the stakes are for this one tonight. But NBA Cup. I'm sure the Heat are thrilled at how we're promoting this game that'll air on this station.
I just think it's a great Wednesday night matchup. I don't understand. Again, I get the NBA Cup, and I happen to like the cutesy courts. Like, I'm with that. But it doesn't have any direct bearing on the end of the season. That's all I was saying.
Well, listen, how can you not root for the Heat and all their players to make a little extra money if they win the tournament? I mean, how is that not
incentive? That's the thing where it's like, oh, there is vested interest. They make $500,000 if they win. Oh, okay. I didn't know that Khalil Ware was going to get an extra $500,000. That's very exciting to me.
The Panthers, fresh off scoring 8 goals on Monday.
That was fun, huh?
Against the Predators. Yeah, it was. They went up 2-0, and then the Predators came right back, and I was like, all right, let's settle down a bit here, boys. And Panthers ended up scoring 8 and winning that game in Nashville. They take on the Flyers tonight, puck drop at 7 o'clock at Amerant Bank Arena.
Panthers tonight, -180 favorites, or on the goal line, -1.5 goals at +140.
Solana was talking about Alex Golesh reportedly leaving USF and going to Arkansas. And I heard that he wanted to hear my thoughts.
Yes, go ahead.
I love Alex Golesh for what he did at USF. I think Arkansas is a really tough job for him. I don't think a lot of people have had, like, Sam Pittman, I think, made a bowl game or two there, and that was like the height of their success in recent years. They fired a lot of coaches as of late. It's really tough to win there. I'm not sure I like that job for him. But good luck. And if I'm USF, they interviewed Willie Simmons last time the job was open. I might go knock on that door one more time.
Really? You're going to steal him? Steal him from FIU?
Yeah, I would love that. There are a handful of guys that I look at and I'm like, all right, I can talk myself into that. I'm seeing too much John Gruden. I hate that John Gruden's name is coming up for every open job. I don't want
every open job.
It's ridiculous. I don't want him.
All right.
Did that go on the air? By the way, my phone ringing?
No, I didn't hear that.
Okay, great. So thanks, Alex Golesh, for your service. You lost two of the biggest games in program history this year. So thanks for the 9 wins. Good luck at Arkansas. I hope you do well.
We waited 3 hours and 15 minutes for that take. I'm not going to lie.
Well, what did you think? I was going to spit hot fire about Alex Golesh?
I'm not certain who he is, so.
No. Well, now you know. The Arkansas head coach, reportedly. Your weather? Hold on, let me find the read. Sponsored by Chillzone AC, featuring reliable Root AC systems. Make your AC great again. Visit chillzoneac.com. Partly cloudy skies. Somebody told me today that there was a 0% chance of rain on his weather app, and then he looked outside, and it was raining.
So
that's odd. But that's
maybe, I know, because I'm going up to Tampa tomorrow for Thanksgiving, you know, with our kid, and it's going to be chilly in Tampa Thursday and Friday. I mean, in the 40s.
Mm, lucky you.
You're going to be chilly down here in Miami?
Bring your best LL Beans.
Oh, that's all I have. Let's see. Friday, low of 59 in Miami.
Wow.
I mean, chilly here too, folks. Bundle up. You like my Thanksgiving style LL Bean today?
It's phenomenal.
Thanksgiving color.
Does it smell like the diner?
Ah, who loves a little coffee at the diner more than us?
So no one. Nice.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
I can mash potato.
Mash potato.
And I can do the twist.
Do the twist.
Now tell me, baby.
Tell me, baby.
Do you do it like this?
Do it like this.
5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour. And this is going to be the final segment of the week for me. Josh Appel will be here on Friday to keep you heathens company on Black Friday, although it'll be an abbreviated show. Panthers hockey starts at 4 p.m. on Friday, and we will air the game here on 104.3 FM WQAM. By the way, tonight on the radio station, you get Heat basketball. The Panthers game will be on AM 560. And then tomorrow, Thanksgiving, you get football on this station beginning at 12:30, and then you get Hurricanes basketball beginning at 5 p.m. And I think that's against BYU or SMU. I can't. Is it BYU? Yeah, BYU on Friday. I think ranked number 9 in the nation. So got a lot of action this 4-day weekend on the radio station. Appel, so you're off to where?
This weekend, going to Charlotte for Panthers Rams.
All right, so you're going to Charlotte. And by the way, Josh Appel, I should say, you lost your grandmother over the weekend. And I know it's been a tough time for you and your family, but I appreciate you taking some time and doing a few segments with us today. Hopefully we could take your mind. I know later to rest yesterday, and your grandmother Cookie sounds like she was an amazing lady and matriarch of the Appel family. So we send you our condolences.
Appreciate you very much. 91 incredible years Cookie had with us, and we will miss her greatly. I appreciate you honoring her.
Well, there you go. Josh Pell, appreciate you filling in. Dan Day, appreciate you filling in. Happy birthday, Jimmy Garcia. If you're going to the Panthers game tonight and you see Jimmy, he is 40 today, and you will see him. He's wearing a Panthers jersey that says Garcia on the back as
you'll
the name.
You'll see him halfway through the second period.
When he gets there, halfway through the second period, wish him a happy birthday if you are so inclined. Everybody, have a great and safe Thanksgiving. Be thankful for as much as you can be. We will speak with you el lunes.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.